Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here is the Baron himself, editor of the Northern Echo, at 2 minutes to 9 o'clock, Peter Barron. Morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Ellie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you very well. I'm a bit surprised at Andy Bell's creativity there, but never mind. I think he did all right, actually. So, a headline challenge for today. You've got a bit of work to do.
Yes, the story is about a Grimsby Town football fan who has been fined by magistrates for assaulting a steward with an inflatable toy fish.
Goodness me. And your headline to go with the story is...
Assault and vinegar with scraps.
Assault and vinegar with scraps. You know what?
What's that?
I can see exactly what you've done there.
Thank you.
But can we do better? Sarah from the breakfast team, as I refresh the screen in the studio, where we go.
No, today, I think Peter's a bit clunky, but there you go.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. We've got one that's similar to yours, but better. And this is from Sue, from June and Ian. They say assault and battery, because assault and battery. Yeah, very good. Barry says fisticuffs. That's very good. Stephen says, what about the film title? A little Pounding Nemo.
Oh, no.
Lee says they should throw the hook at him.
Yes.
Michael says scales of justice. Eileen says official fan clubbed. Official fan clubbed. Official fan clubbed. Alan said we should try and raise the bar a bit and talk about ichthyological incident, because apparently ichthyology is the study of fish.
Really?
But I'm not going with that one. The one we're going with is from Alan, it's from Brian, and it's from Phil.
Oh.
Codswallop, because it was fish and he was walloped with a codswallop.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad.
Codswallop. BBC Tees breakfast. Not bad, is the end of the Northern Echo. A salt and vinegar with scraps. Peter Barron's contribution. Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair.
I can see what you've done, Peter. I like it, but I think codswallop was just a bit neater for me. 4-1.